Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India-Russia trade in goods has increased fivefold in 4 years. Dr. Jaishankar to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow today. Israel says it has taken first steps of military operation to capture and control Gaza City. UIDAI collaborates with Starlink for seamless Aadhaar-based customer verification. And Indian wrestler Tapasya bags gold medal at Under-20 World Wrestling Championships in Bulgaria. And now the news in detail. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. He said, but a major trade imbalance has accompanied the growth and it has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed the need to address it urgently. He was co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation with First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, in Moscow.
Over the last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods has increased from more fivefold, from $13 billion in 2021. To $68 billion in 24-25, and it continues to grow. However, a major trade balance has accompanied the growth. It has increased from $6.6 billion to $58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. So we need to address that urgently.
In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they had detailed discussions on their cooperation in a wide-ranging arena, including trade and economic sector, agriculture, energy, industries, skilling, mobility, education and culture. As the meeting was in the backdrop of a complex geopolitical situation, they made suggestions to make the Intergovernmental Commission an even more efficient catalyst for deepening economic cooperation. It includes the need for a creative and innovative approach, continuously diversifying and expanding the agenda through mutual consultations. In a key diplomatic engagement aimed at reinforcing the special privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow today. The talks are expected to cover a wide spectrum of bilateral, regional and global issues with a strong emphasis on economic resilience and multipolar cooperation. A major focus will be on developing transportation, logistics and financial systems that operate independently of countries imposing sanctions, an effort to safeguard economic sovereignty and expand the use of national currencies in bilateral trade. The ministers are also expected to review progress in agricultural, scientific, technical and infrastructure collaboration while outlining the schedule for upcoming high-level contacts. On the global front, Jaishankar and Lavrov will exchange views on pressing international developments, including the evolving security architecture in the Asia-Pacific, the conflict in Ukraine, the situation in Afghanistan, and the ongoing Palestinian-Israeli confrontation. Israeli military announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza City. Troops are already operating on the outskirts, specifically in the Zaytun and Jabalia areas, to prepare for a larger attack. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, approved the plan yesterday, which will be reviewed by Israel's security cabinet later this week. The Israel Defense Forces said that to support the operation, Israel is calling up 60,000 reservists, allowing active duty soldiers to join the mission. More from our correspondent.
Israel has launched the first stages of a planned assault on Gaza City after approving a military operation that calls up 60,000 reservists. The move is part of an expanded push to take control of the enclave and is expected to drive thousands of Palestinians from northern Gaza towards the south, where hunger and aid shortages are already deepening the crisis. Hamas has condemned the announcement, accusing Israel of escalating what it calls a brutal war against civilians. In a statement, the group said that the latest operations in Gaza City amount to a war war crime aimed at destroying the city and displacing its residents. Conditions on the ground remain dire. Gaza Civil Defense Agency says Israeli strikes killed 25 people on Wednesday alone, including 3 children and their parents. The agency's spokesperson Mahmoud Basal described the situation in Gaza City Zeitoun and Sabra neighborhood as, quote, very dangerous and unbearable. Meanwhile, the international mediators in Qatar and Egypt are pushing for a ceasefire. They have tabled a proposal for a 60-day truce and the release of about half the hostages. Hamas says it has already accepted the offer. Israel is yet to issue a formal response, but officials said that they will no longer accept a partial deal, insisting instead on a comprehensive agreement that secures the release of all hostages. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has collaborated with a private satellite-based internet service provider, Starlink, for seamless Aadhaar-based customer verification. In a statement, the Ministry of Electronics and IT said that the use of Aadhaar authentication by a global satellite internet provider demonstrates the scalability and reliability of India's digital infrastructure. It added that this collaboration emphasizes how Aadhaar can enable innovation in service delivery while ensuring transparency and accountability. Referring to Aadhaar as a catalyst of ease of living and ease of doing business, the ministry said that its face authentication solution is now gaining momentum faster due to its ease of usage and convenience for Aadhaar number holders. A modular bridge of 70-meter length built on Hewa Khola in Panchthar district was jointly inaugurated by Ambassador of India to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, and Minister of Physical Infrastructure and Transport of Nepal, Devendra Dahal. This bridge is located on Mechi Highway and is the longest such bridge ever installed in Nepal, linking the northern and the southern parts of Koshi province. The installation of Hewa Khola Bridge was done by a team of technicians of Government of India, undertaking GRSE Limited. In the process, 35 professionals of Nepal gained hands-on experience in erection of modular bridges at the site, resulting in capacity building in this niche domain. 2 hours' drive away from newly inaugurated Hewa Khola Bridge, another bridge that was destroyed during floods was jointly handed over to people of Nepal in Illam district of Koshi province in eastern Nepal. Ambassador Naveen Srivastav and Transport Minister Dahal jointly handed over a 48.8-meter span modular bridge built over Hewa Khola to the people of Nepal. And now news from the world of sports.
Indian wrestler Tapasya has bagged gold medal at the Under-20 World Wrestling Championships 2025 in Bulgaria. Tapasya defeated Norway's Feletas Tomayeva 5-2 in the women's 57kg category final. So far, Indian wrestlers have bagged 3 medals, including 1 gold and 2 silver, with more action still to come. Meanwhile, the scenic Dal Lake in Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host the first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival starting today. The 3-day event will witness over 400 athletes from 36 states and union territories vying for 24 gold medals in rowing, kayaking and canoeing. The festival also brings the thrill of demonstration events like water skiing, dragon boat races and the vibrant Shikara boat sprint, aiming to boost both local tourism and interest in water sports. Strong performances are expected from states like Madhya Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Odisha and Kerala, with Madhya Pradesh sending the largest contingent of 44 athletes, with Mayur Jain, Ishwara Rai Nigam, Sports Desk.
And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar says India-Russia trade in goods has increased fivefold in 4 years. Dr. Jaishankar to meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow today. Israel says it has taken first steps of military operation to capture and control Gaza City. UIDAI collaborates with Starlink for seamless Aadhaar-based customer verification. And Indian wrestler Tapasya bags gold medal at Under-20 World Wrestling Championships in Bulgaria. And that is the end of this news bulletin.